with SRN News. I'm John Scott. On the campaign trail, Kamala Harris seeks to win over swing state Republicans while Donald Trump visits Storm Brews, North Carolina.
With 2 weeks to go in the presidential race a dead heat, today the Democratic nominee campaigns in three suburban Midwest counties that went for Nikki Haley. Meanwhile, the presidential race in North Carolina is playing out in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene.
They are doing the worst job on a hurricane than any administration has ever done.
Many volunteers have been displaced and affected counties have had to change early voting sites. Donald Trump visits the disaster zone near Asheville today and holds a rally in Greenville before appearing with religious leaders in Concord. North Carolina has a history of split-ticket voting. Trump won the state in 2020 by a margin of less than 75,000 votes. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, foreign correspondent Charles de Ledesma is reporting South Korea is calling for an immediate withdrawal of North Korean troops allegedly in Russia.
South Korea has summoned the Russian ambassador to demand the immediate pullout of North Korean troops allegedly deployed in Russia. South Korea's spy agency said last week it had confirmed that North Korea had sent 1,500 special operation forces to Russia earlier this month to support Russia's war against Ukraine. During a meeting with the Russian ambassador on Monday, Vice South Korean Foreign Minister Kim Hong-kyun condemned in the strongest terms North Korea's troop dispatch that it says poses a grave security threat to South Korea and the international community. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Bet on Wall Street, after record highs being set last week, stocks sharply lower in midday trading. The Dow dropping 349 points. The NASDAQ composite is off 64. This is SRN News. Another warning about religious freedom.
Delegates to the International Ministerial Conference on Freedom of Religion in Berlin say freedom of conscience is under attack in the West. The delegates are raising concerns about growing intolerance for Christians in Western Europe, the U.S., and Canada. One delegate says, quote, "It is very worrying that the expression of religious beliefs on matters relating to marriage and family has become the potential end of a political career or employment or the beginning of a court case." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study finds that Asian American evangelical Christians are an evolving group of voters who are increasingly seeking to make their voices heard. The vast majority hold conservative views on abortion and homosexuality, but they widely consider themselves evangelical in a theological sense rather than viewing it as a political identity. Asian Americans among the fastest growing voting bloc. This is SRN News. In Georgia, a catastrophic failure of a dock gangway that collapsed.
Authorities are investigating a deadly ferry dock gangway collapse on Georgia's Sapelo Island that happened Saturday afternoon, killing at least seven people. Captain Chris Hodge with Georgia Department of Natural Resources.
Once we got on scene, we realized that we have possibly 20 people or more that had went into the water because of the collapse of this gangway.
Sapelo Island is about 60 miles south of Savannah, reachable by boat. Crowds had gathered for a celebration by the island's Gullah Geechee community of black slave descendants. I'm Julie Walker.
One of the last remaining Navajo code talkers who transmitted messages during World War II using the tribe's native language has died. John Kinzel Sr. was 107. The Navajo's language totally confounded Japanese military cryptologist. More details at SRNnews.com.